Nome's fire siren blared at intervals through Tuesday night, announcing incoming mushers 2 miles out of town. The Iditarod's elite top 10 dog drivers completed their races by the wee hours of this morning as the second wave of early finishers continued through the day. APRN's trail reporter Ellen Lockyer has more.
Dallas Seavey arrived at the Iditarod finish line just before 1 a.m. Wednesday, beating his dad, Mitch Seavey, by 2 places in this year's Iditarod.
I haven't dozed off on a sled at all. I think I'm in very good shape.
Okay.
Sleeping bag
is right there.
Okay.
There we go.
Yep. Snowshoes?
Right beneath it?
Yep. Thought those were promotional packets. Cooker, I thought I right there.
Dallas Seavey seemed pleased with his run to Nome.
And I need a signature.
Okay,
that will
seal the deal here, huh?
Yeah, that seals the deal right there.
What was our total time there?
Looks like 9 days, 10 hours, 4 minutes, and 20 seconds.
That'll do, pig.
QNF arrived about an hour later, and Mitch Seavey made it in shortly after 3 a.m. That's 2 Seavey teams in the top 10 this year. The race is closing for mushers in the bottom half of the front. Kasilov's Paul Gebhardt arrived at full noon sunshine. Gebhardt said there was one thing he would not miss about this year's Iditarod.
It was really cold. I mean, we hit some 50 below stuff out there, and that takes a toll on the animals and the people. I raced with a lot of different contenders than I normally would in the position I was in, and we were all really cold. You know, it's hard to get warm, hard to stay warm, and hard to dry your stuff out.
Asked about the best and worst moments of the race.
Well, my most favorite part was getting right here. least favorite part of the trail probably, I've had problems in the burn the last several runs. I've always ended up carrying dogs. A couple of dogs I dropped, I carried through there. I carried a big 63-pounder and a 56-pounder, and the trail was very bumpy, and we kept tipping over, and it wasn't very much fun right then.
Rick Swenson squeezed into the top 20 Iditarod Finishers Club this afternoon.
One of the nicest runs from White Mountain I think I've ever had. The trail was really good and everything was good.
Multi-champ Swenson finished with 12 dogs.
They all did really good. I was proud of them, even the 4 that got dropped. I dropped more dogs this year than I dropped in the last 3 years. So that gives you an idea how tough it was.
Swenson made one thing plain about his 20th place finish. He told reporters he has no plans to quit Iditarod Racing. In Nome, I'm Ellen Lockyer.